Leaders.
America's election. The $1 million voters. Elon Musk's scheme to boost Donald Trump is legally questionable and bad for democracy.
With less than 2 weeks to go, America's election remains a coin toss. If anything, though, the coin now slightly favours Donald Trump. Our election forecast model puts him ahead for the first time since August. When the race is this tight, the list of things that could prove decisive is long. Among them is Elon Musk's disingenuous scheme to induce Americans to vote for Mr. Trump with a chance to win $1 million. Mr. Musk could have any number of motives. He runs a company that makes electric vehicles or EVs. Mr. Trump wants to put huge tariffs on foreign cars and frequently discourages Detroit's carmakers from producing EVs. A Trump victory could knock out Tesla's competition, juicing its share price. Mr. Musk also has eugenic views about gifted people having too few children, and he has used his ownership of X to promote, perfectly legally, objectionable opinions about the replacement of white voters with immigrants. The scheme works as follows. Voters in the 7 swing states are invited to sign a petition in support of the First Amendment, free speech, and the Second Amendment, guns. No matter that neither clause is in imminent danger from Congress, from the conservative Supreme Court, or the Glock-toting Kamala Harris. In adding their names, and provided they are registered to vote, they receive what is, in effect, a lottery ticket with a chance to win a daily prize of $1 million, funded by Mr. Musk. The intention seems to be to get unregistered voters to register. Voting for Mr. Trump is optional, and mischievous Democrats may wish to try their luck, but paranoia about these particular amendments is associated with the right, and given that Mr. Musk is one of the former president's most prominent surrogates, who has even inspired a distinct line in MAGA merchandise, it is clear who is the intended beneficiary. This sounds sketchy, but is it illegal? The Justice Department has warned Mr. Musk that it may open an investigation. Federal election law prevents people from buying votes, whether the payment is in cash, crypto, or in the form of a lottery ticket. Paying someone to register to vote is also forbidden, but rewarding petition signers in this way is a metallic silver area, even if the intent seems clear. America's campaign finance law is so loose that managing to break it would be a feat. No doubt a sympathetic court could conclude that the scheme constitutes speech and is therefore protected under the First Amendment. And someone as deep-pocketed as Mr. Musk could fund a team to keep that argument going long enough for the point to be moot. Whether it is a good idea is a different matter. Vote buying was once rife in America, often in the form of alcohol, although cash was splashed too. The American polling place, says one study, was thus a kind of sorcerer's workshop in which the minions of opposing parties turned money into whiskey and whiskey into votes, an achievement of democratic reformers in the late 19th and early 20th centuries was to get rid of these practices. Schemes like Mr. Musk's are still alive in the 21st century, but they are more commonly found in Kinshasa than Kenosha. The Supreme Court has deregulated campaign finance in the past few decades, but it did so when norms against vote buying appeared irreversible. That assumption may yet prove to have been mistaken. Mr. Musk's wheeze looks certain to spawn imitators in 2028. Both parties have billionaires who could fund similar lottery schemes. Lots of reforms would benefit America's democracy. Giving billionaires more influence over the outcome of elections is not one of them.